Take a look, it's in a book, a new host for Reading Rainbow. I'm Suzanne Perez, and welcome to The Range. Coming up, an artist who doesn't mind getting a little messy.
I like the immediacy of pastels and the other. You can blend, you can change so much faster than any other medium.
But first, if you like to read, you probably remember this song.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow.
Reading Rainbow and its celebrity host, LeVar Burton, encouraged children to read by sharing celebrated picture books. Now, after nearly 20 years off the air, the show has returned with a new look and a new host.
Hi, welcome to Reading Rainbow. I'm Michael the Librarian, and this place is the library.
Michael Threets is social media's most popular librarian. He started a TikTok account during the COVID pandemic and quickly amassed more than 1.5 million followers.
Books aren't just words and pages. They're freedom. They're belonging. They're
a now Threets can add author to his credits. His new picture book, I'm So Happy You're Here, came out this week. He'll visit Wichita on Tuesday as part of his nationwide book tour. We met online to talk about the book and his mission.
I believe it's a celebration. Anytime someone goes to the library, anytime they get a library card, and that's what the book seeks out to do. It seeks to celebrate the reader, young and old.
Threets grew up in California. His father is Black. His mother is Mexican. He says he always felt comfortable and safe at his local library.
We were that kids who would run into the library and grab our holds. I brought my cat to the pet parade. It's one of my favorite library memories. I mean, I was a shy, anxious kid, so I made friends in Junie B. Jones and Amelia Bedelia and Ramona and Beezus Quimby and Henry Huggins and Ralph S. Mouse.
As the new face of Reading Rainbow, Threets promotes libraries as the great equalizer, a place where books are treasured and everyone is welcome.
People don't realize that so many people don't have access to Barnes & Noble, to Amazon. If you restrict a book from a school library, a public library, a kid, a person will never be able to read those stories.
Threets is known for his afro and his literary tattoos, which include characters from Richard Scarry books and Where the Wild Things Are. He says recent efforts to remove books from library shelves are running into fierce opposition.
There is so much love for books, so much love for literature, and they're realizing what's going on. And they're saying, you know what? We're not going to let people's fear of these stories get in the way that LGBTQIA+ stories belong in the world. Stories about people of color featuring the history of what's happened in the world belongs. We should have access to these stories, to this truth.
Threets says he wants people to see the library as a positive and inviting place. He radiates joy, and he's always ready with a book recommendation.
I think I meet so many kids who are reluctant readers who are like, I don't like reading. Reading's boring. And then you look at their shirt, you look at their shoes, their backpack, their hat, and you're like, oh, you like Spider-Man. You like sports. You like dinosaurs. I love that books are a way to say, like, hey, you have this interest? There's a book about it.
There's more on my interview with Michael the Librarian at KMUW.org. Some artists like to work clean, and some, well, they smudge. Amy Herman is a smudger, and her new exhibition features some of that blend-friendly work. For this month's artworks, Torin Anderson visited Herman's home studio to find out more about her creative process.
I like the immediacy of pastels, and they're so forgivable. I mean, you can blend, you can change so much faster than any other medium.
On the drafting table in front of artist Amy Herman is a nearly finished architectural detail.
The piece I'm working on here is, I don't know if you know about Preservation Hall in New Orleans. Okay, I think it was one of the oldest jazz clubs in New Orleans. I am very attracted to old buildings.
Herman says she cannot draw from memory.
I've never been able to just pull anything out of my head ever. I can't play Pictionary.
So instead, she uses her own photos for reference.
I'm a horrible photographer, but I can change anything with editing, work exclusively from my own photographs. I do cheat a little bit. I use filters.
She reaches for pastels.
I have inherited lots of pastels over the years from people that have given them to me or passed. And anyway, I really didn't start using pastel pencils until relatively recently. And boy, they make a difference as far as getting details in.
Herman says the pencils help her define the lettering in this work. She plans to keep this piece for herself.
This piece is really for my own collection. it's kind of a sentimental piece since we were on vacation with some friends for it.
Herman has worked at frame shops and in faux finish for the aircraft industry. Both skills apply directly to her current works.
I guess I started framing in 1996.
Her work in aircraft was bringing depth to flat surfaces.
Interior designers from Cessna would come in and bring fabrics and rocks and things that they wanted to integrate into the countertops on these airplanes. And, of course, you can't have texture. I mean, everything had to be very flat, but they wanted a lot of depth. So I learned kind of how to duplicate different rocks.
It's Herman's desire to bring more depth to her personal work. She's now flirting with more than just pastels.
I think that's part of why I'm starting to really get into these inks. And this was metallic inks, mostly with just a little bit of acrylic. But I mean, I think it's got a lot of depth, but it's just very, very smooth.
Herman points to a work on the wall.
This was the first one I ever did with inks. And I want to get back into doing more like this, I think. It forces me to get out of my comfort zone.
Herman is showing with Sam Gales, who has one of Herman's old jobs.
It was just luck of the draw that we ended up at Art House 310 together for this show. But she's actually working in the position that I had at Art and Frame when I worked for them a couple of years ago. So I just love Sam. So I'm thrilled to be able to show with her.
For The Range, I'm Torin Anderson.
There's more of Torin's interview with Amy Herman at KMUW.org. Before we go, a few words on plans. Today was supposed to be our new granddaughter's birthday, a scheduled C-section on 2/6/26. The memorable date was close to our daughter-in-law's actual due date, and it was going to be a scheduled surgery anyway, so they requested 2/6 and made their plans. But little Chloe had other ideas. My husband woke up earlier this week to a call from our kids that labor was in progress, and they were heading to the hospital. Not long after, we received our first photos of the beautiful baby girl, all swaddled up and wearing a pink and blue hospital issue cap. Roadmaps and recipes are wonderful things. I'm a planner myself and like to know what's coming. But as John Lennon famously said, life is what happens when you're busy making other plans. Baby Chloe is a perfect reminder. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Our producers are Beth Golay, Carly Cooper, Jonathan Huber, and Luann Stevens. Our digital producer is Hugo Fan, and Torin Anderson composed our theme music. The executive producer of The Range is Fletcher Powell. I'm Suzanne Perez, and this is KMUW, NPR for Wichita.
Maybe you already know about naked short selling. Maybe you've personally shorted stocks yourself. But do you know about the time short sellers ruined a Super Bowl, basically?
For me, I was a little late, but red flags went up like, what is going on? This is really scary.
At Planet Money, we get the story behind the money to explain how money works. Listen on the NPR app or wherever you get your podcasts.